Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A senior U.S. official says Israel fired missiles into Iran overnight. NPR's Kerry Khan reports this comes days after Iran fired more than 300 missiles and drones at Israel.
After weeks of tit-for-tat strikes and threats of retaliation by both Israel and Iran, the initial reaction to the strikes is muted. Analysts suggest both sides hope to ease tensions and avert a wider regional conflict. Meir Litvak is director of Tel Aviv University's Alliance Center for Iranian Studies.
The way it was carried out was to also provide Iran with the deniability of saying that nothing major happened or we intercepted it. And therefore, we don't know where it came from, and therefore there is no need for Iran to escalate the situation.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says there has been no damage to Iran's nuclear sites. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
There's been no official comment from the U.S. on the matter, other than from Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He's attending a meeting in Italy of foreign ministers from the Group of Seven Industrialized Nations. He says the U.S. had no role in the strike.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. What we're focused on, what the G7 is focused on, and again, it's reflected in our statement and in our conversation, is our work to de-escalate tensions.
The United Nations Secretary General has released a statement. He is demanding a stop to what he calls, quote, the dangerous cycle of retaliation in the Middle East. Former President Donald Trump is in a New York courtroom for his criminal fraud trial. His defense lawyers and prosecutors are trying to complete jury selection. They need about five more alternates. Trump spoke before he entered the courtroom. He said the trial is politically motivated, and he demanded an end to a gag order the judge imposed it to prevent Trump from disparaging witnesses and family members of court staff. Stocks opened mixed this morning as Netflix announced plans to stop sharing subscriber numbers next year. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 175 points in early trading.
Netflix added more than 9 million new subscribers in its most recent quarter, adding gains from last year after the video streaming service started offering cheaper ad-supported plans and cracking down on shared passwords. Investors are worried, though, about maintaining that momentum. Netflix says it will stop reporting quarterly subscriber numbers early next year. Israeli airstrikes on Iran overnight briefly pushed crude oil prices higher. AAA says retail gas prices in the U.S. have jumped about a nickel in the last week and are just below the average price this time last year. And Starbucks says it's redesigning its Frappuccino cups to cut down on plastic waste. Iced coffee and other cold drinks now account for 75% of Starbucks U.S. sales. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 160 points. The Nasdaq is down 66. This is NPR.